I tell you, Ephesus, with all of its attractions, and was a great city, it was beginning to draw them away. And it was this church that became such a potent church in evangelism. That entire area, probably 25 millions of people, and even the Roman emperors and the nobility that attended there, they all heard the gospel. They had an opportunity to hear it, and they saw a moving of the Spirit of God that probably has not been duplicated since then. But every now and then we meet someone that has been brought into that close personal relationship with Christ. There are many men we could mention. I'm just going to use one example today. David Brainerd, the missionary to the Indians in this country, he was suffering with what was known in that day as consumption, or today as tuberculosis. And he would travel along by horseback, and sometimes he'd have a regular convulsion, vomit blood, become unconscious, fall off his horse, lie in the snow there. And when he'd do that, the horse learned to just stay right there. When he came to, he'd crawl back on the horse on his way out to preach to the Indians. Why, he would cry out, "Lord Jesus, I've failed you, but you know that I love you." Oh, how these folk had been brought in the past into such a close, intimate, personal relationship with Christ. And friends, that's the all-important thing today. We are so involved in methods. I get rather amused at all of these Band-Aid courses that are making Band-Aid believers. It's some little legal system generally where if you follow certain rules and you observe certain psychological patterns, you're going to solve all your problems. You'll be able to get along with yourself. And that's a pretty good order right there. And then you can get along with your neighbors. You can get along with everybody. And especially your wife. All of those things are very important, and they are the problem today, and a great many people think if they get a few rules, and they think that solves the Christian life. May I put it in a nutshell? Do you love Jesus Christ? Now, I don't care what your system is, your denomination is, your program is, your little set of rules. They all come to naught if you don't love Him. And if you love Him, well, some systems are better than others, but most any system will work. If you love Him, that's the important thing. And it will make your relationship to Christ, your service, it'll make everything more beautiful, more wonderful. The story's told in New England years ago when they had so many cotton mills there. Two girls worked in a cotton mill. One of them quit, and the other one quit later and got married. And so they hadn't seen each other for a long time. They met on the street, and this girl had quit first said to the other, "How are you getting along?" And she said, "Fine," says, "I got married." And she had asked her the question first. She says, "Are you still working?" And she said, "No, I'm not working. I got married." And you talk about working. Well, that girl, when she worked in that mill, she watched that clock every evening. When 5 o'clock came, I tell you, she's walking out of there. She's got her hat on. She's on the way out. And it was hard work, and she didn't like it at all. Now she's married. And is she working now? Well, she said she's quit working. She got married. But if you go and see, she married this fella, and she gets up of a morning, she fixes his lunch, and that's early. And then she throws arms around him, tells him goodbye. And then all day long, she's working with two little brats. I should say two little angels. They're hers. And my, I tell you, they keep her busy. And then when 5 o'clock comes, well, she begins dinner. She doesn't quit work. She starts cooking dinner. Along about 6 o'clock, here comes her husband. And she's right there at the door to throw arms around his neck and tell him how much she missed him that day. You know, friends, when you come home of an evening and there's nobody there to greet you and you open the door and step in and a voice from way upstairs or way somewhere in the house says, "Is that you?" The honeymoon's over, friends, when that takes place. But this girl, you see, she's in love. And she's not working anymore. But do you think she quit working at 5? She just really got going. Feeding those children and putting them to bed. That's not easy. And I tell you, she was weary when she finally got in bed. And this poor girl, she's not working. That's the difference. I tell you, friends, when church work becomes a burden to you, there's something wrong with your relationship with Christ. When you get that straightened out, other things will get straightened out also. Now, will you notice what he says here? That you're getting away from your first love, your best love, the Lord Jesus. And that is the solution.